At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anybody have a nasty neighbor? Not like gross, but just like a mean neighbor? Like, or have you ever?
Not mean, but I've had disruptive, definitely.
Like, what do you mean?
So when we bought our home, which is a paired home, a duplex, whatever you call it, we bought it the same day that the people who were attached to bought it.
Oh, because it was a new build.
Yeah, we saw them at the signing and everything. Oh, okay. So we met them for the first time. So we were moving in on the same day. And they were two young guys. And as we are moving in to our house, we have not slept there at all. Like, we are day zero. They come over and are like, hey, we just want to test our sound system and see if you can hear it over here. Yeah.
Day zero?
Yeah. Like, we're carrying boxes. And it's like,
and they're like, we want to see your noise tolerance.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
We
want to
see how loud we can turn
and
up.
And you just signed a 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, hours before. Yeah.
And these
kids? My God.
They were young 20s, like two young guys.
And they own it together?
Yeah. They bought it together, yeah.
And if they're lovers, I'm happy for them. But I didn't get that vibe.
No, they were buddies. I didn't get that either. Yeah, it was a party house.
Because now they rent it out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Now we have great neighbors. They rent it out. But for a while, it was a party house for them. And I was trying to be like, get off on the right foot. Like, of course, guy. Yeah, come on in. I'm cool. We're cool. I'm a DJ. You know, we can be loud. And it got way louder than what we agreed upon.
Oh, my God.
What? Like, and you're just screwed. As long as they...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. There is a man in Florida who has dialed 911 16,000 times.
What?
Oh, no.
About their neighbor.
He's just looking out for them.
3,400 calls just this year.
Oh. What is happening?
He's just... You get those neighbors who get real complainy or whatever, and then they just try to get you in trouble. We had neighbors like this at one point in my apartment. They're like, they're playing music and we weren't. But then they're just, it's an old, hey, back in my day, this guy's calling saying somebody's got an AR-15 at a family barbecue. They didn't, but cops still show up.
Yeah.
And they're just making burgers.
Check.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I had a neighbor, oh my God, at my old house who, I think I've said this before, but he knew I was doing mornings on this radio station at the time.
Okay.
And when I switched to afternoons, one day I'm in the backyard. He's like, you don't get up at 3:30 anymore. And I was like, what? He's like, no, I don't see your bathroom light come on at 3:30.
Why are you awake at 3:30?
He owned parking lots. So I guess he was up.
See your bathroom light.
Correct.
How did he know it was your bathroom light?
Because we had the same house.
Okay.
Like, it's cookie cutter neighborhood. So our
he's on a ladder looking in the window. Yeah. I can tell.
No, but then I bought these bushes that just got huge to just block him out. And he complained to me about it. He was like,
stop.
You're blocking up everything in your backyard. I was like, okay. And then they all died.
No.
Stop it.
What?
100%.
Your neighbor poisoned your...
Oh my God.
The worst part of it is, I finally figured it out when I dug him up. He drove... I didn't know you could kill things with this. He like, you just take a penny and you hammer it in at the bottom of anything.
Why would he do that?
Because he didn't like not being able to see what I was doing. I was like, we were both lined up to a green belt, like the path. So like he could see into my yard. And we weren't allowed to put a real fence up. You had to have the split rail.
Yeah.
So I bought these bushes that just got massive and he killed them. He like... When I pulled them out, they each one of them had a penny driven in.
That is to the, weird.
I'd say his name, but I think he still listens to this show.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no.
He was a terrible human being. But that's the kind of thing. Like, when you're buying a house, you just fall in love with the cabinets and the pool.
You
and, like,
don't know who you're living next to.
You know what you got to do? You got to just go park there for like 3 hours and just watch some of the Yahoos walk around.
Yeah.
It's like,
now I'm one of those Yahoos.
Yes. All right, so like, can you top 16,000 911 calls or pennies in your plants? Because we want to hear your nasty neighbor stories. 303-222-5423, call or text.
I don't know that this isn't a nasty neighbor, but it's definitely an annoying neighbor. I bought my first home right before I moved here. Hasn't sold, don't worry. We lived there.
Yeah, yeah, if you're looking in the Salt Lake area,
right.
Erica would happily
cute.
Sell to you.
It was a townhome as well. So there was like a path in the middle, but you could really, you talked to your neighbors because like you could just look into their home.
Right.
And these people who were kitty corner from us one day are like chatting. And then they're like, do you want to come over for dinner? And we're like, oh my gosh, sure. We love making friends.
Oh no.
At that dinner, she basically pulled out her calendar and was like, so when are we doing this next? We already knew we were moving. And we're like, oh, you know, we're like moving soon. So we don't have a lot of time. And she forced us into penciling in 3 days later, another dinner.
Why?
And then it kept happening and we kept having to be like, we don't have time. It was like, okay, so you can't do that week. So then can you do Monday? And this was Thursday. And I was like, yeah. So then we had them over.
What are you talking about? You can say no.
Yes. I know. We did start saying no after the second one.
They wanted to do more after 4 days later.
You move in 3 weeks, so we have plenty of time. I was like,
or we don't have to be friends.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, we have other people we need to say goodbye to. I can't spend
our actual
night
friends
with these new people. They were lovely, except for that. And then you're walking out with your dog and it's like, hey, and they're like, text me back about.
Oh no.
Yikes.
Can you do dinner tomorrow night?
No.
No.
No, I can't. We're not friends.
But if you're looking to get a smoking deal on a house,
hold
it
on.
Is still for sale.
Hold on. They moved, right? They moved.
Yeah,
they don't live there anymore.
For sure.
You won't be stalked by some weird woman if you buy Erica's
They were
old.
Really nice. But.
All right. If you have a weird, nasty neighbor, we'd love to hear the story. 303-222-5423.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about nasty, horrifying neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered one more real quick.
Ooh.
When I was growing up, my neighbors, we got an anonymous, like our tree in our backyard died. And we started getting hate mail.
What?
Anonymous hate mail saying, do you understand that apple blight will kill all the apple trees in the neighborhood? And they're like, if you don't have it removed and like have a hazmat team out, and like they just made all sorts of threats, like they were going to burn the tree down.
Okay.
So I made a giant sign that said, hi, I'm a peach tree, and put it on our tree because it wasn't even apple tree.
What?
Facts.
Okay.
So is it me that attracts nasty neighbors?
Maybe.
Or
some with your plants, for
yes.
Sure.
So let's start here with Paulina.
Hi.
Hi.
Nasty neighbors, what do you got?
Okay. So my neighbor's son, he was hiding from the cops. And actually, yeah, crazy, right? This is the part.
Okay, let's just gloss over the tiny little thing. You may know him as the bomber of what? Like, what are you doing? Like, he's actively hiding from the police.
Like, because he teepeed a place, or?
I don't know. He's, like, in his 20s, and it took a gap year, and I don't know what he's doing. I doubt it's, like, super terrible because we live in a pretty
but it certainly wasn't TPing in his 20s.
That's true.
Okay,
so he decided to come in through my crawl space in my apartment, and he hid from the cops in my bedroom closet.
Okay, no. That would be a reason for me to call the cops.
Terrifying. So I come home and I'm just like la 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 doing my thing home from work.
Oh my gosh.
I open my closet to hang up my dress, and he is like passed out in the closet asleep.
Okay.
It's what? Giving
okay.
a problem.
Erica's giving narc.
I don't know why I care about this, but had you just taken your dress off? Are you standing there?
I was just thinking you're like I
underwear?
Would be nude.
No. Oh no.
So
I was in my pajamas, so it was fine. But okay.
Did you have a baseball bat and you beat him up?
Well, I know this kid. I've seen him like grow up. So I call his mom and I'm like,
it's not a kid.
And she said, the cops are at my house looking for him.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
Well, he's sleeping like an angel in my closet. Get him out of here.
Okay. Did they get him then? Did you say?
Yeah. Oh, they got him.
Okay.
They got him.
All right.
Good.
That's perfect. Thank you for the call, Paulina. Amber?
Yeah.
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 Nasty neighbor, what do you got?
So you guys, when I was in college, I was in the dorms, and I had these crazy roommates. So in our hall, we had like washer and dryers for our hall. And one morning, I go to do my laundry, and I open up the washer, and I put my clothes in, and then I realized that somebody had puked in it.
No!
It was awful. I just threw the clothes away. I was like,
you threw the clothes away?
On a college budget?
It was so gross.
Okay. I get how to, like, they've just got puke. You have to wash them like 10 times.
How many quarters do you have?
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, that's a nasty neighbor.
That's awful.
After you threw it in.
Just wash it, you guys.
Exactly.
But then there's puke in there. So then the puke is just washing all over the clothes. And then you would have to wash it again. It's really, frankly, disgusting.
Exactly. I felt like I had to clean the washer first before I would clean my clothes in it. And I was not doing that.
I feel like I would have to set the place on fire.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Amber. Eugene, nasty neighbor.
Yeah, so I had some new neighbors move in 2 years ago, and they I have five dogs. They're all healers, and they're high energy. But it turns out they've been continent teasing our dogs, and they're complaining about them barking. And we had a warning from animal control, so we started working on the barking problems, got them shock collars, and it turns out. They're spraying our dogs, so shock collars were shorting out and shocking our dogs.
So they're taunting your dogs to get them to bark and then calling the police.
And then spraying them and shocking them?
Oh, my God.
Did you get those people arrested?
We called on them, and they said that we have to get video of it. And so I have cameras all over my yard now, but they put up a big, 8-foot privacy fence between our yard and theirs. And it's only between our yard and theirs. Like, we still have chain lights.
Oh, my God.
Between the alley.
Oh, and then, what?
Then they come
people who mess with dogs.
Into the alley. And they taunt our dogs from the alley and take a video of our dogs barking. And so we have to constantly, fan our dogs and go out with our dogs. And it's like, our dogs like to... Like, they can't even go out and play and guard our yard or anything.
Yeah, dude. We would like your address because I'll go take care of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. What are you talking about? That's evil.
Yeah. Evil.
And it's like, it's your house. It's where you're supposed to feel calm and peaceful and relaxed.
And safe.
Yes, and now you're at war with the neighbors.
Danielle?
Yay!
Nasty neighbor. What do you got?
Yeah. So, Slacker, please, please do not tell people to come and sit and watch the neighborhood, because that turned us into the nasty neighbors.
Why?
No,
what?
Slacker!
Why? What happened?
So, we lived on a cul-de-sac, and we had a couple of kids in the neighborhood, particularly on our cul-de-sac, but we were the only ones with a daughter, and we had a teenage girl. And this guy kept coming in through, with his truck, dark tinted windows, and he would drive slowly through the cul-de-sac. There were a couple of times where actually stopped, and his truck was pointed straight at our house. And so our neighbor at one point tried to go and knock on the window. He wouldn't roll it down. He just pulled away, and it was really creepy. We were worried, oh my God, is he stalking our daughter? And so finally, at one point, there was a bunch of us in the neighborhood. We were all hanging out. It was a little bit later. We may or may not have had a few things to drink.
Oh, boy.
The guy came in. He was sitting on in the street. And finally, we were all no, what is happening? Well, he, tried to tear out of the neighborhood. And my husband may or may not have taken a full can of a drink and chucked it really hard at his truck.
What? You used to drive a truck, didn't you, Slacker?
Not anymore. It's got some damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Needless to say, he's a super nice guy. He's been our neighbor for probably 6 or 7 years now. He has a
so he was
daughter.
Just checking the neighborhood out.
Maybe he should have been less sketchy about it.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105. 9.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
Tommy, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.